Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word this morning. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Amen. So we're working through John chapter 17, and we're looking at these opening verses of this magnificent prayer of Jesus on the instance of the night before the cross. What an amazing situation this is, that Jesus, knowing all that he would do when he was to die on the cross, prays in this way. And what encouragement we can take from the prayer of the Saviour for you and for me to his Father on this instance, in this occasion, in these circumstances. So we're going to read verses 4 and 5. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. So I've called this his story of glory. This is history, it's a procession of time, but it's Jesus' story, and it is indeed the story of glory. And we're going to look at these various aspects that Jesus mentions when he's talking to his Father in heaven about glory. So what is glory? Well, in my simple mind, I think of it like this. We have in our world the sun in the sky, and there are various aspects of the sun that we observe and we perceive which strike us as really beautiful, as wonderful to see. We might stand before a sunrise or a sunset and look out, maybe standing on the cliff tops of Barton first thing in the morning if you're good enough to get up that early, or last thing at night, and see the display of colours in the sky and the beautiful change as it graduates and gradients into the night. And we might actually say, well, that is glorious. Or on a sunshining full day in the summer, where the sky is all blue with not a cloud in sight, and the warmth of the sun touches you, and you're just aware of being alive, and you might say in your heart, this is glorious. Or maybe you're walking through a forest and you see a scene where the sun seems to break through into the wood of the forest and kind of shines around the trees, what's called a corona effect. And you see these shafts of sunlight beaming between the trees. And you look at it and it makes you gasp because it is so beautiful. And you say within yourself, wow, that is glorious. So these different aspects that you're viewing are different views of the same sun, and in different ways you see it shine, and all of them to you are glorious. So what is God's glory? My simple definition is this: God's glory is the display of his godness. It's God being God in our eyes. And when we see him, just as we see the sun shining in our world, we say, he is glorious. It strikes you with its beauty. It strikes you with its perfection. All of the characteristics that you perceive are true in him. Maybe you read his word and it just hits you. It just hits you that he is so magnificent. You see the Lord Jesus portrayed in pictures like this, and you have to sort of gasp in your heart and cry out to him, then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee, how great thou art. So what's this story of glory? Well, we see that Jesus refers to the glory that I had with you before the world began. So before ever the first atom was created, God the Father was sharing glory with God the Son. It was glory shared. And we saw earlier in what Jesus has said previous that the Father delights to glorify the Son. And we also see that the Son delights to glorify the Father. And this is one of the ways in which we can know, maybe this isn't really looked at in this kind of way, these persons in the Godhead are mutually dependent upon one another. They are interactive. This is God being God, even before there was creation or any eye to perceive that it was so. The glory of God existed before even the first human being was made. Glory shared, the Son sharing glory with the Father before his birth into our world. And Jesus knows that this is true. Way back in the beginning of this discourse and the upper room scenario that we're actually in at the moment, John tells us this. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. He tells his disciples, I am going back to the God the Father. And if you knew this, if you appreciated what it meant, you would be happy, you would be glad that I'm going back to where I came from, the very presence of the heart of God. Glory shared before the world began. Secondly, we see it, glory shown. Jesus says, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. So this is at the end of the ministry, the 3 years that Jesus spent with his disciples, and it's all been leading up to this week in Jerusalem and this final day when he will be laying down his life upon the cross. And in all that Jesus had done in training his disciples, in preparing them to be the foundation of the church that he would build and call his bride, in all of that, he says, I have glorified you, Father, because I have completed this work. Not one thing has been left undone. It's all absolutely certain and it is done and finished. So all that Jesus has done with his disciples in preparing them to write your New Testament, to speak to you these truths from the heart of God, all of that is completed and finished, and in it, God is glorified. And that means for us, God is glorified in his word. We see in here such a treasure of the perfection and the delight of God that we should learn to value in our own hearts. God is glorified in the completion through Jesus of the work he was sent to do. And then thirdly, we see this final thing, glory prayed for. So Jesus is not only looking back to the time before creation, he's not only looking back to the time he has spent with the disciples, he is now looking forward to what will happen. Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with that same glory I had with you before the world began. And this is magnificent, isn't it? Sometimes we call the cross of Christ the cross of shame. There's a hymn that refers to it in that way. But we need to realize that the cross, which was the cross of shame, where Jesus died for your sins, where he laid down his life because of the terrible things that you had done in your heart to rebel against God. And he paid for all of that and washed it away, cleansed it with the shedding of his blood. That same cross of shame was the cross of glory. How would God glorify Jesus from here on? By sending him to die on that cross, by raising him from the tomb, by taking him back to be with himself in the ascension. The cross of glory. So we see glory shared in the pre-existence of Jesus with the Father before the world began. Glory shown in his ministry in this world with his disciples and through them into the New Testament, which we read for ourselves, and glory prayed for as Jesus looks forward to returning to the Father, even though the path be that path of abject suffering and the complete judgment of God and separation from the very presence that he loved so much and yearned to have in fullness again. So what does that mean for us? Well, it is into this glory that God sweeps you. He captures you in it and he surrounds you in it, so that as you walk with him today, even though you might feel that your path is trudging, that there are things that you are carrying which are burdens, which are heavy, there is a darkness in the world around you, even though those things are true, you are enwrapped in God's glory. He surrounds you with it. You are included in it. You are caught up in the things of salvation. And one day, you as the bride of Christ, along with all of the other believers through history and in the world, will be his forever in the glory that he has brought upon us because of his love for us. Pray with me now. Let's come to him in praise. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for this magnificent truth. And indeed we pray, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us this day in all that we do, despite anything we're facing or having to bear. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Amen.